This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Don't miss your window of opportunity. Upgrade your space now during Blinds.com's anniversary sale and save up to 50% site-wide. Blinds.com. Elevate your windows with the number one online retailer of custom window treatments. Blinds.com offers hundreds of premium window treatment options. Choose from woven wood and Roman shades to blinds, motorized shades, and more. All designed to fit your budget without sacrificing quality. Blinds.com brings the showroom to you with free virtual consultations and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Our design experts can help schedule a professional measure and installation, plus guidance for DIYers too. Blinds.com has been trusted for 29 years, earning thousands of five-star reviews. Shop with confidence, knowing you'll get upfront pricing, no hidden fees, and Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. But hurry, these savings won't last. Shop Blinds.com's anniversary sale happening right now for up to 50% off site-wide. Save up to 50% site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Luka moving right. Luka still moving right. Cross court to LeBron. Three for 50,000. It's good. LeBron goes over 50K and the crowd comes to its feet and the Lakers lead 13-6.
This is Dirt and Sprague.
Texas A&M, the first time history is made. Aggies defeats a number one team. Tigers tamed. 83-72. Texas A&M beats number one Auburn.
With Andy Dirt Johnson and Brendan Sprague.
Bamba from the right wing, taking it toward the hole. Stops out to Angel from the right wing. Now Biddle up top. 5-4. Shellstad long. 3. Wow! NBA knocks it down. Ducks by 2.
That was from the logo.
Dirt and Sprague on 1080. The Fan.
All right. 6:02 in the Rose City. Time for Dirt and Sprague on Portland Sports Leader 1080 The Fan. Good morning. Happy hump day, everybody.
What is
happening? Nice Wednesday morning. Good to be with you.
It is delightful. What time? You know what time it is right now? Are you aware of what time it is right
it's
now?
6:02 in the Rose City.
6:02. Okay, just double checking, making sure we're all on the same page here.
Yeah, did I not say that?
No, you did. You did. You just have had a weird night. I wanted to make sure you knew it was.
I thought you were on the East Coast time there.
This isn't a dream. It's not 3:30. You're here. It's 6:02. We're doing the show. We're live on the air.
But you saying that actually
threw you off for a little bit.
Yeah, it throws me off because I've been so wrong today.
5:02 in the road. Wait, what? No. What? Huh? Who? Why would you say that?
It's 1:02 a.m. Time to get ready for work.
I love that you go through that whole process that you can't, the brain doesn't quite compute what time it is when you wake up and look at your phone and you're like, all right, let's go. Time to get ready for work.
Well, I didn't go to bed till 11.
Ah, that'll do it to you. Yeah, a little getting loopy.
Getting home from basketball practice at 9:10 p.m.
Yeah, not easy.
And then having to go all the way to a 24-hour fitness to pick my nephew up at 9:30 at night because he doesn't have a ride.
Why is that your responsibility?
Well, his parents are in Budapest.
What the hell?
What do you
Who's going to Budapest right now?
Exactly.
What are we doing in Budapest?
And they said they were going to Budapest, and I got to be honest with you. I've seen the photos, but photos anywhere can look great.
Yeah.
I don't know if Budapest is even in my top 20 places.
I don't even know it's in my top 50, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I think I'd rather go to Pacific City.
I think I would too. Enjoy a nice cold
I'm
Pelican
going to
beer
Vegas tomorrow.
You're going to Vegas. I think I choose Vegas
now,
over that.
To be fair, this is the company who my brother-in-law works for. They do an annual big trip. Like, you're amazing.
Wow,
we're putting you up, and it's like 5-star
everything.
Let's reward you for all of your hard work for the last year.
Yeah, like big conferences. And then
so is he standing like an old castle or something over there?
Yes.
Wow. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, he's right across, I forget who the leader of Budapest is, but...
you mean Hungary?
Do you know what country?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Orban.
Orban.
He's right across the street from Orban.
Oh, there you go.
What's up, Orban?
Say hi.
I wanted to say Turkey for some reason, but that's what I ate for dinner, so...
Yeah, well, it's, you know, it's all kind of in the general region there.
Yeah.
If I didn't Google it to look at pictures of Budapest, I would not have been able to tell you what country Budapest was in.
I knew
off the top of my head.
Yeah, yeah.
If you would have said, hey, Dirt, what country is Budapest in? One of those over there. One of those guys.
Yeah, so he gets a free trip. I mean, he spends some of his own money at the place.
See, this changes the equation a little bit.
But it's still not in my top 20.
Still not, but you're giving me a free trip and five-star accommodations, then Budapest would be a little bit higher on my list. Now, would that be still, if you gave me that option anywhere, Budapest is not in my top 25?
Well, that's what I'm saying. If I paid for a place to go, five-star travel.
Go wherever you want to go.
Do you go to Budapest or the headlands of Pacific City?
The headlands are delightful, man.
Oh,
they
so
are delightful.
Nice. So
the
nice.
Spa, the yoga, the shower that looks out on the ocean. It's romantic. Wonderful couples getaway.
I think I do Pacific City.
It's a perfect spot. And I get to enjoy ice cold pelicans on a sunny day on the beach. Which,
and I don't have to fly international.
No, and I'm home in 2 hours.
Yep.
Look at that. Hey, look at that. We left at 9. We're home at 11.
Exactly.
Look at that. Nice little trip.
Exactly.
Yeah, not in my top 25. If I were going to rank my top 10 cities, it's like Budapest, not even coming to the top of my mind.
So then I pick him up, I get home, and I'm like, well, I didn't finish my show sheet because yesterday my kid got braces, and so and then I had to go pick another kid up. And so I'm on my bed at 10:05, and I'm finishing my show sheet. I'm like, God, I'm so tired.
What is happening right now?
And
I want to go to bed.
It's 11 o'clock, and I'm like, okay, I have to go to sleep.
Probably should go to sleep at this point, and then you wake up at 1 o'clock thinking it's 4:30. Time to get up. Time to get going for work.
Well, I set my alarm.
Good morning, everybody.
I gave myself 20 extra minutes of sleep on the alarms.
That's a smart thing to do when you go to bed late.
I think it was in my head because that's why I kept waking up, was I kept thinking it was 4:30. Instead of 4, when it was really 1:12, it just was terrible.
The panic wake up is the one thing that nobody warns you about when you move to a shift like this, of the waking up multiple times throughout the night to look at what time it is, thinking that you overslept.
Oh, that's
like that's the one. Like nobody warns you quite about that. And I've had some early jobs at times in my life, but never this early. And that's the one that still gets me to this day. That there's probably 7 or 8 times a week where you wake up kind of in a what, and then you roll over, you look, and you're like, okay, it's 2:15. I'm all right. I can go back to sleep for another couple hours. I'll be okay.
That did happen today.
I'm sorry, because that's awful.
I woke up and then I fell back.
It's the worst because then you're a little startled and your heart kind of starts racing, and then sometimes it takes you a while to fall back. Usually you would think, like, it's a relaxing feeling. Ah, I get to go back to bed, but it doesn't always work that way because your heart starts racing, your mind turns on, and then it takes you 30 minutes to go back to sleep, and then you fall into the deeper sleep the next time you go back to sleep, and then you're groggier the next time you wake up.
And then I woke up with my alarms, and then for some reason I'm like, I can lay down for a little longer, my alarms will go off.
Yeah, I'll be fine.
The alarms had gone off. That was a panic. 4:56 a.m. just random. I woke up out of a dream, and I'm like,
what time is it?
I got to put my pants on and get out of here.
We got to go to work right now.
What a weird start to my day.
I got
to
go do a show. I got to be live on the air in 1 hour. I got no time to spare, man.
Just glad I don't have to drive across the Arvidas Largent Bridge.
Stay away from the Arvidas Largent Bridge on nights like that.
I will.
And it's early in the morning. Don't go on that bad boy.
Yeah.
How was basketball practice last night?
Yeah, no.
This is a closing stretch. You got to be playing your best ball late in the season.
Yeah, we're not.
Heading into the postseason.
Our offense has gone into the skids.
You got to hit your stride late in the year.
We just cannot. We're passing the ball by half court. We're not driving to the hoop for some reason.
You a tanking team. We're going to get a lottery pick for next year.
No,
is that kind of where we're at?
No. We're at the top.
Are we going to start sitting our players the rest of the way?
Girls about the the danger of flat angle passes. Can't be doing that.
Lazy passes.
Lazy.
Not stepping to a pass and just going like, pass, and then they pass.
You got to go meet the ball. Go get it. Earn that catch.
Put a little oomph behind those bounce passes and chest passes.
The season's almost over, though. So, that's like a sad but good thing for me because the schedule's been terrible for practice.
Yeah, for your life and for your sleep, it's a wonderful thing.
It is.
But probably sad to see another hoop season come and go.
It is, but I think she's going to play spring basketball.
Oh, so we're
going
to keep going.
She's in the pipeline.
It's not ending.
Well, you kind of have
club
to.
Hoops, no, baby. I know.
Yeah,
let's go.
Yeah, nephew number four is doing the same thing.
You have to. I mean, you just got to keep the kids busy.
Just keep them going, man. Keep them going.
Yeah. I did book a spring break trip.
Hey,
nice.
I did, yeah. That's a nice little bonus right there.
I know. Hey, I'm going to be out during spring break.
Look at you.
Okay.
Look at you.
Live on air producing.
That's okay.
Just a forewarning. I will not be here
unless spring basketball tournament's happening, and then I'm not going to be able to do my trip, and I'll have to cancel my trip.
Yeah, all my dreaming right now is going towards my brother-in-law's getting married this summer. He's tying the knot. I think it's in August.
Mike's getting married.
He's getting married
How
this
about
summer.
That?
Very exciting.
Yeah.
And it's actually like literally across the street. So I'm like, hey, this is great. We go park at work. I don't have to worry about parking down here.
I mean, yeah, you got to pass.
Nice little bonus, right? I can park here for free anytime I want, unless the new company's going to be working that Saturday. But the bachelor party is in the planning process. And I can't even begin to tell you how excited I was when I found out it's a golf trip to Central Oregon. It's just 3 days of golf. He was like, "You want to play 36 on Friday?" Like, yeah. I'd love to play 36 on Friday. Where you want to play? Crosswater, Pronghorn, Brasada. Where you want to go? Yeah. I'm in. Yes. Let's go do them all.
You don't even care about the money.
No, I don't care at all. I am so. Nope. I can't even begin to tell you how
you
excited
should do
I am.
The,
this thing isn't until the end. I think it's at the end of June, or I can't remember the weekend.
Hit the
Tethro
Widgie Creek
double. I'll do that. Yeah, all of them. Brasada. Yeah,
it's 3 days, dude. He's
exactly.
I'll play 72 every day. I get because you never know what the bachelor party is going to be. Some of them you get invited to and you're like, this doesn't incorporate golf at all. I knew he was a golfer. He loves golf, so I wasn't sure how many of his friends would want to be a part of that as well. And now the group chat's going with like courses we want to play, and I'm dreaming of the end of June.
So I think back to your bachelor party that you bring this up, because this is basically what yours was.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember getting to the house, which was sick. And I remember wondering just how big that party was going to be. And I don't know how somebody has 33 friends, but Dirt somehow had like 33 friends.
Nice. That wasn't that many people there.
Well, there was
a lot, but it wasn't 33.
There was,
was
like
a lot.
25 people in that.
There's a little
house.
Family in there.
We jammed them
so
in
got
there.
Family,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, a little family.
Little.
Future brother-in-law, a couple future cousins were there.
Little.
My brother was there.
So like, how do you know Dirt? Oh, we went to Oregon together. You want a shot?
What's your name? Who are you? Where'd you come from? Where'd you come from, man?
I'd be like, Dirt, who's Steve? You'd be like, I hadn't seen him in 10 years.
I don't know. I don't even know why
he's here.
I didn't
even invite him. He just came.
He just showed up at the front door, knocked on the door.
Started
a golf trip.
We started doing with the fraternity brother
that's
thing
right.
Every 2 years now.
Golf trip. Let's go do something
40
fun.
40 to 50 of us.
Big ass group.
Some big city.
Now, how many people are going to be at this bachelor?
This
that
is
you
small.
Don't know?
It's only, I don't know most of them.
12, 16, 3 or 4 foursomes.
It's under 12. I think there's only 11 of them right now.
Two or
so
three
it's a
foursomes.
Pretty,
there
which,
you go.
You know, hey, if you're looking for, because I've been.
That's kind of ideal for a bachelor party.
It is perfect number. And I've also been in charge of booking some of the tee times. Mm-hmm. And it's much easier to find 3 tee times of courses than it is of like, hey,
nine, like
here's,
you?
Here's a group.
I got a group of
we need a block of an hour and a half tee times. How early in advance do I need to book this out? We're going to need every tee time from 7 to 8:30 on this course. And now it's like, hey, can I get 3 tee times? So that's my duty
you're
here.
You're bribing members there or something.
Well, I don't know who he
Who's got the hookup for Brasada? Hit me up right now. I want to go play Brasada again.
I don't know who scheduled all the golf stuff for yours, but I remember playing Crosswater, which is private. You have to have like a way to get in there, right?
Yeah, we're working on Crosswater right now.
Right.
I'm hooking up. I'm connecting with my contacts.
It was super gorgeous, super dialed. I played terrible, but it was so beautiful. And I remember getting to the 18th hole, and I'm not kidding. Legitimately, there were like 25 people there. And I'm like, how did we book all of these tee times?
you got to know people, man.
You knew a couple
people. You
got to
know people.
Obviously.
You got to have the hookups out there. Yeah, Crosswater's not an easy one to get on, but it's a nice one to play.
Usually you have to stay at Sun River.
You can't even if you stay there, I think, because it is technically a private course.
It's
private. They've got some, they have some play and stay and play.
Okay, where you get
specials.
Like a round there or something.
Yeah.
But the house we're staying at is in Sun River, and so it's like when you can go play, it's literally right there.
There
and
go.
So some of the other ones you like to go play, but it's more of a like, that's going to be an all-day trip. We're driving all the way out to Tethro and all the way back. That's a bit of an all-day trip. Crosswater is just right there. It's just like 5 minutes away from where we're staying, which is perfect because then you can get 36 in that day. Little delightful evening 18 at the Woodlands, you know, hey, back in the neighborhood. Nobody's got to drive a long ways. Oh, I can't wait, man.
Look at you. You have something to look forward to.
Dude, I am so excited.
That's
June. It's March.
Yeah, it's, I know. We're a long ways off from that, buddy.
A lot can happen between now and then.
Every time the sun comes up in the sky, I'm like, yes, golf, yes. I'm not going to be able to play, but I got one trip coming up.
Another day of the fireball.
Yes. Probably going to shoot 95 because I play five times a year now, but it doesn't matter, dude. It
doesn't matter.
It's going to be beautiful.
We got a busy show today.
We do.
Bill Conley's going to join us.
Yes, he is.
We have college football conversation to have.
We do.
Top 10 coaches in college football.
Let's fire some people up today. Dan Lanning, number one.
Oh. He is the Wolf national champion.
He's got multiple national championships now.
Is Dan Lanning in my top five?
Find out.
Maybe he isn't.
That's a dirty tease.
It is a dirty tease. We'll talk some NFL as well. There's more combine draft chatter. I want to ask you to put your GM hat on today.
I love being a GM. We know I could be a GM. We discovered that on the show recently.
We have discovered that.
I'm happy to make roster decisions today.
Milestones in the NBA and college basketball was a buzzin' yesterday. So it is a loaded show. Also, we have our stat or story at 8:15. Dirt and Sprague, we get it going next on The Fan.
Take me out to the ball game. What are you doing? Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy!
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Well, LeBron James surpassed the 50,000-point mark last night.
Most points for a father-son duo, too. Pretty remarkable.
What Bronny end up with?
Just 50,000 combined. That's incredible.
Oh,
a father-son duo. Nobody's going to touch that.
You're right. That's untouchable.
50K, man.
Interesting. I kind of went into that game knowing he was at one bucket away from it. Mm-hmm. And I just told myself, I don't think people care about this.
No, because it's the combined thing, which you should care about because it points to him having a lot of points in the postseason. But what's he at for regular season points now? Do we know what the number? Anybody know that number off the top of my head? After his Kareem passing from last year?
Give me a second here.
Because that obviously was a massive deal. That I remember wanting to watch live and not miss and see in person. This one was like, oh, all right. I mean, it's a huge deal.
That's
you just kind of come none here to him breaking all of his records over and over again.
41,871.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like, I think if he won't, I don't think he'll do it. How many points does he score per year? Like, how many?
He's not going to get to 50.
Not going to get to 50 in the regular season.
That's what? How many more seasons would that be?
How many seasons does it take to get 9,000 points? I guess if he's at 41,000 after 20 years, it's pretty
three or four.
Unlikely.
He scored 1822 last year, and that was the most in a regular season since his last year in Cleveland.
So he'd have to play maybe six more years to get there. So that's not going to happen.
And he played 71 games. The problem was he was averaging about 55 to 60 games as a Laker.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he's not going to get to 50 in the regular season.
No, but still, pretty remarkable to do that combined. And it also reminds you how many long postseason runs that guy's been on.
So have we concluded this is the next? I mean, I know Kareem's was for some time, but like, is this one untouchable?
Feels like it for me with the conversations about shortening of regular season. I don't know if that will ever happen, but the fact that not many guys play 82 games a year, and then you realize that he came into the league and was a dominant force immediately. And then played for 20 years.
We also came out of high school.
Came out of high school, too. So you had the bonus year, too, where some of these guys don't have that, where you're going for 1 year of college. So this was a 20-year stretch to get there of dominant basketball, where some guys, maybe you get off to a slow start, maybe you miss a season with an injury. Not many people have ever been able to hold on this long and play at this high of a level. I have a hard time seeing anybody touch this.
Yeah, who would you look at, like take SGA, for example?
No. He's a point guard.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
He's not. I mean, that's kind of the LeBron gift, is the physical nature of
exactly
what he is.
So it would have to be, I think if somebody modern was going to, it was going to have to be like a heavy three-point shooter like Steph, where they can, an economy of shots, or you're getting rewarded.
Yeah, but they got to do it for
for 20 years. And you got to do it right out of the gate.
Right,
you
got
to come out. What did LeBron average his rookie season? 20 points per game, I would imagine.
I'm going to guess it was 20 when he was 18.
He was 20 points. Yeah. And then in year two, he averaged 28 almost.
That's crazy.
So he went from 20 to 28, essentially, and then 31 in year three.
I think Kobe's rookie year as a high schooler, he averaged 6.
That sounds, I mean, he came off the bench.
He
was a late bloomer.
But that's, I'm only bringing that up to make your point.
Yes.
Like, coming in immediately and averaging 20 in the NBA at 18 is insane.
Kobe, his first year was 7 points per game. Yeah. Year two was 15 points per game. Year three was 19 points per game. He didn't average over 20.
So in his first three seasons, he didn't even get to LeBron's rookie year average.
Nope, he did not average 20 points per game until his fourth year in the league. He averaged 22.5, and then it jumped up in year five to 28.5 in 2001.
I don't think right now Wimby, who's not even playing, I don't think he scores like that. I don't think he scores enough for that.
No, the only guy,
it's got to be somebody not in the league.
It has, an up and comer that just is the next wave of talent. One of the guys that would have jumped out to me, not to relitigate the trade that happened, I think you just wonder about longevity and consistency of playing, would have been Luka, because Luka came in at 19 right out of the gate and averaged over 20.
He physically can't stay.
But he just can't stay. No. I mean, he has not played.
Problem.
He's never played 80 games in a season. He's only played 70 games twice in a season. So it just, you don't have, you're missing out on so many games and so many chances.
Ball-dominant players that can fill it up. And then, again, who's going to go till they're 40? Ant Edwards? Ja Morant?
No.
Ja Morant can't even play.
Can't play 50.
Hasn't stayed healthy the last 3 years.
I turn on Grizzlies games now, and I could follow somebody covering the Grizzlies, but I don't want to. I turn their games on, and I'm like, I have no idea if he's playing. And I feel like most of the time I turn it on, he's in a quarter zip.
It's like a surprise. Yeah. Oh, look at that. He's playing tonight. Okay. Hey, John Morant's in the lineup. That's nice. Yeah, Luka in years 2 through 5 played 61 games, 66 games, 65 games, and then 66 games before topping 70 again last season. So it just, there's not enough volume there. But he would have been, if he would have stayed healthy those years and played 75 plus games in all those seasons, and you didn't have the concerns maybe long term about the conditioning and the health and the durability, he would have been one of the guys, because he came in right out of the gate at 19 as one of the best scorers in the league. By the time his second year came around, he averaged almost 29 a game. So he was on the right trajectory to do it. But then again, you're 25 years old at this point. You got to do it for another 15 years. That's such a tall ask.
Did you happen to see the Nico Harrison statement?
I did not. What did Nico say?
They released a statement yesterday. This continues a wave of just, really? So this is the Kyrie is injured statement. There aren't words to fully describe who Kyrie Irving is to the team or what he means to us as an organization. Yeah, there are. You traded Luka for him. Kyrie is the heart and soul of this team, and he has embraced the city of Dallas as his home and our fans as an extension of his own family. I've been fortunate to have witnessed his journey, his continued evolution and growth over the years, and I'm incredibly grateful to have the opportunity to see him approach the game of basketball with the same energy and fierce passion for the game that he did as a young man on the verge of his career. His work ethic and absolute dedication to his craft, it's cut from the cloth of greats.
That's right.
I know it. I lived it, and I see the same ferocity and passion in him that I saw in Kobe.
Oh.
All my thoughts, and that our staff are with Kyrie and his family, and we are confident he'll come back from this stronger than ever.
Yeah, probably not there, Nico. Probably not. Not that he can't still be a good player, but what is Kyrie Irving at this point? 31 years old, and you're looking at missing the majority of the next season.
Point guards don't age well, Bob.
No, they don't. Undersized point guards who rely on athletic ability and getting to the hoop. He's still a great shooter, I know that, but yeah, probably not going to return as the same player, and this was the whole point that people brought up when you traded Luka Doncic, that your argument was long-term, we don't trust this guy health-wise, so you then relied on a 31-year-old point guard and a center who can't stay healthy, who you got in the Luka Doncic trade, and the center got hurt immediately, and then you put all of the pressure of the offense on the 31-year-old point guard. By the way, 32, I think?
32, okay.
He's 32.
He's older than
I thought. And he broke down with the usage rate.
It just, I cannot believe watching a franchise and a general manager squander and piss all over something that, like, 9 months ago, yeah, everybody in the world was like, hey,
they're the next thing in the league.
That's the thing.
Here,
and they
come.
Were like, we don't want to be the thing. Watch this.
Thanks for playing.
That's insane. All the money they think they're going to get from their ticket increase for next year's team, think about how much money they cost themselves by doing all of this.
I wonder about the corporate sponsorships. That'll be the, now, obviously, a lot of the big ones are multi-year deals, but I would be curious
some of
now,
the year-to-year deals, or if any of them are expiring.
If they're questioning, okay, you know, Cuban's not really involved in running this anymore, and what are they doing? And, you know, so if they start to question the judgment of the people making decisions about basketball, do they question their judgment about the business operations and other things?
I'd imagine if you're a business associated in Dallas, that's a pretty toxic brand to be related to right now.
Is it more toxic than the Cowboys, though?
I think it is at this point. I genuinely do. I know they were in the finals last year and they've won a championship.
The Cowboys are at least
century.
Consistent with their messaging and performance.
They're also in the NFL.
It's the NFL. We're the Cowboys.
Exactly.
You are the Dallas Mavericks. There's a slight difference here.
Nice.
There's no question which organization has been more successful over the last 25 years. The Mavs have played in multiple finals. They've won an NBA championship. Like, not even a question.
But you got everything down there. You've got, you know, the Stars are keep building back up.
Rangers gave you a World Series.
Rangers just won a World Series 2 years ago.
You've got a
brand new ballpark.
MLS
too.
Down there. You've got everything. There's enough
other
things.
You got college football. Huh? Yeah.
You do. College football is a pretty big deal in the
pretty
state of Texas.
Deal in that state.
Last time I checked. It's just, it's remarkable, man. It is remarkable to see all of it get torn down that quickly.
Like self-inflicted.
Down, like not like, oh, dang, they all got hurt. And look at that. The season's over. That's sad.
They were like, let us just ruin this.
I got a gun.
Right,
I'm going to shoot myself in both feet and see if I can still walk. And then Anthony Davis comes out yesterday with his anonymous reports to Shams. Is like, yo, dude, I'm not playing again this year.
Why would you?
We're not going anywhere.
No.
You're not going to put this all on me. I'm not rushing back from injury. I'll see you next season.
Unreal, man. the Bucks have won 7.
We're going to make the play-in, aren't we?
No. Swag's Suns last night came back from 22 down.
That was big.
There's going to be more of those
where
they just play with their food for 35 minutes and then somebody, Booker or KD, gets on a heater.
NBA swag now. NBA swag's on a heater.
I watched this game yesterday and I was happy for you. You have the take. I like the take. You cannot in good conscience be acting like the Suns play with food as if they're good. They're 29-33.
I understand all of what you're saying.
Their food is getting taken from them almost. I know.
And then they took the food
last night. The food's getting cold.
They ate that food last night.
They were down 22. They had a 43-point fourth quarter last night.
Kevin Durant was beefing with Buds on the sideline.
No, that was just a difference of philosophy. They're great.
Well, I did. It was one of those videos that went viral of him slapping his hand away, and then somebody had the entire look of it, and it's like, oh.
I mean, it's a star player pissed off.
Yes, and then they sat down during the timeout, and they talked, and he embraced him like it wasn't. You just see that one little snippet, and you're like, oh, my God, what a controversy. And then you watch the entire thing, and you say, that's just an athlete and a coach disagreeing in the
moment. And the Warriors beat the Knicks last night. It's the Knicks story's been fun. That team's not winning a title. That team's not even a contender in my mind.
I mean, it's Cleveland or Boston. Can Cleveland get Boston in a playoff series?
What about the Warriors in the West now? They've gotten out of the play-in.
The West got a lot more interesting.
Yeah.
With the Lakers and what they've done in Golden State with playoff Warriors, Jimmy, all of a sudden, I didn't give it a lot of credit, but all of a sudden, I mean, they're playing really good ball
the
since
Nuggets,
they got there.
And can the Thunder finally break through?
Curry, LeBron in the West Finals. Could you imagine?
One more time, old man.
Dude, Silver would be so excited for that.
What is Cleveland has to be his disaster, right?
Oakland City, Cleveland finals.
OKC, Cleveland.
I think at least with OKC, that's not attractive, but SGA is somewhat sellable.
No, that's a disaster.
Is there anything sellable on the Cavs? From a non-hoop head, like take yourself out of the bubble, sell me the Cavs.
Only if they play the Lakers.
Mitchell's having an MVP season.
Okay.
If LeBron goes up against the Cavs in the finals,
that's sexy.
Now I can sell that.
That's sexy. LeBron going back to Cleveland is sexy.
Poor Cleveland. They'd lose to LeBron in the finals. It'd be terrible.
An OKC Cleveland NBA finals would be fun, but
it'd be great basketball.
It'd be great basketball.
It's hard to sell to the. You know,
well, we had somebody tweeted us yesterday. This is part of the reason the league's ratings are down. And it was a screenshot of his television trying to watch this Warrior game. But for some reason, it just wouldn't play. It just had a still image of the logos on his TV. And
just
I went,
not working.
You know, thank you for trying.
Yeah, appreciate the effort.
That was cool.
I like the effort.
I don't know how to fix your TV problem.
Yeah, what's that World Series? That's like a Brewers Royals World Series.
It's like, ugh.
Yeah.
I mean, couldn't you argue the Ranger World Series was kind of this?
Yeah. Yeah, that's a fair argument.
Who did they beat in that again?
Was it Arizona?
The Diamondbacks?
Yeah,
it's the same. That's the same
Arizona,
thing.
Arizona, yeah. Yeah, that's a fair point.
Nobody cares about the Rangers or the Diamondbacks.
No, they don't. It's a valid argument.
The problem is Oklahoma City and Cleveland are not Arizona getting hot at the end of the year.
No, they've been good
they've
all
been
year.
Awesome they've been all season.
Amazing all year.
Unquestionably the two best teams in the NBA.
It's a damn shame Dame's not going to ever get a good run in Milwaukee, because I think after this year, it's over.
This is the year, man. This is the year.
No.
Look out for the Bucks.
They can maybe make the East Finals.
Nice dub.
What's the standings right now?
I think they're the 4 seed right now. So they'd play,
Indiana. Play Cleveland.
In the second round. They get through Indiana.
I mean, you know, Cleveland's the better team, but do you want to see Dame and Giannis for 7 games?
That's the whole idea of them against a team like Cleveland and why people, I think, doubt Cleveland. It's just, who is that? I know Donovan Mitchell's having a good year, but outside of him, who do you rely on for big-time production in the playoffs? And
Mobley's had a great
year.
Garland's been awesome. Good.
Yeah.
He's a bucket getter.
But Dame and Giannis have the ability to carry a team. Now, will they? Who knows? Yeah. Can they say it? Giannis hasn't even been able to stay healthy in the playoffs, let alone perform at a high level. So he's got to get there healthy. That's the first step for them, but then those two guys can get hot and carry you. Maybe you pull off an upset in the second round.
I know nobody will care, but I'm just going to give you Pistons Knicks round one is going to be probably the best round.
Gonna be a fun
matchup.
Series,
probably.
Okay,
go look at the West real quick. Yeah,
the tough part with the West right now is 2 through 5 are interchangeable. Like
Denver,
2 through 5
State.
Can all swap around.
Denver Golden State.
Denver Golden State would be an awesome first round series.
Who's more nervous there, Golden State fan or Denver fan?
Ooh.
I think it's Denver fan.
You think so?
Just Curry.
Yeah.
Butler now.
I think the only argument I would make is that there's at least with Jokic a thought of like Denver's not going anywhere. And the thought with Golden State I would have in my head is like this feels a bit like the last dance.
Yeah. I mean, you got 2 years this
year
and next
year. So I think there's a little bit of that pressure of like if you don't do another one in the next 2 years, you're not going to get another one. Whereas Jokic is in his prime and he's not going anywhere.
It is 6:33. Swag wouldn't shut up. So we got to get going. And we're back with more on The Fan.
I'm going to read this verbatim. Get your thoughts. God, this guy tweets a lot.
You gotta go find it.
Follow this.
Scroll. Keep scrolling.
His name is Dane Altman.
Yeah.
And he aligns Rubens cubes.
Rubens cubes? He's a Rubens cubes guy? I love it. Never done a Rubens cube before. How many spins does that thing take?
How much pastrami's on that?
It's a lot. I love a good Reuben.
Does he know he wrote Reuben's cubes?
Is that how he spells it? Is that like an inside joke, or did he mean?
I don't know.
Assuming he mean Reuben's cubes.
Did he not do spell check?
No.
My nephew handed me one of those the other day and was like, "Do you know how to do this?" It's like,
"Nah, maybe
a Reuben,
maybe 30
a Reuben. Reuben. I know how to eat a Reuben.
I can make a Reuben.
I can make a Reuben. I can eat a Reuben. Rubik's cube. Yeah, you're not gonna get any help with me there. I got nothing for you there."
Oregon has now won 6 straight games and closed their victory over Indiana on a 10-0 run. I've seen this Dana Altman before. That's John Rothstein of CBS Sports.
They're hot, baby. They're hot and rolling. Little tight, little uncomfortable late, and then old Jackson Shellstad hit a 3 from basically half court, and
we had a bang 3.
Bang! That was all she wrote. I did have one critique, and I don't know, you guys watch far more college hoops than I do, at least Swag does, I know that.
You seem to tell us every single day that you're watching.
Well, no, I just mean like historic. How long has Indiana been wearing black uniforms? Is that a new thing?
That's a newer thing.
I was genuinely bummed about that.
Oh, yeah, really? Oregon
see,
fan is bummed
you
about
see
it.
The well, no, I'd say in there.
It's Indiana. They're in my building. Indiana's never played at Oregon before.
You see red.
It's a classic university that has one of the most iconic college basketball uniforms out there. They have their stripe warm-up pants on. They take them off, and it's an all-black uniform.
Yeah, you want to see the red.
I felt like
the...
I'm playing Stanford last night. Give me the Indiana uniforms, damn it. I want to beat the Hoosiers.
It's very odd for a Duck fan to be complaining about what uniform a team is wearing.
I mean, Oregon has a lot of really bad uniforms.
But you guys wear like 80 uniforms.
We
what do you care if another team wears a different uniform?
It just didn't feel like we were playing Indiana.
It said Indiana on the scoreboard.
Yeah, it did on the scoreboard.
Mike Woodson's goatee was on the sideline.
Right. He was on the sideline. He was out there.
So what are you complaining for?
I wanted a red and white uniform. I'm not complaining about much. It was a nice win for Oregon.
I want it now, Daddy.
You sound like the girl from Willy Wonka. Your life's amazing. And you're like, the other team didn't wear my uniform that I like.
He's Veruca Salt.
Yeah, a little upset about that.
He won.
Heading to the top 5 seed in March Madness, man.
Shellstad's 17-point game, which, by the way, was capped off with that almost half-court three. Joey Mack in the open said it was an NBA three. That was almost a half-court three. He had 17. It just makes the game where he shot twice. Was he sick? Have we found out if he was sick in that game? Because that was weird.
It was very weird. He had a swoon. Well, I mean, the whole team had a swoon in the middle of the season. And he was a part of that. He's had some even the win in Iowa was his last one where he was 0-7 from the floor. He had 1-3 that should have counted late in that game. But they decided to overturn it for some reason. But you look at the last 3 games and what he's done, he's been much better shooting the ball from 3, incredibly efficient, scored nearly 20 in his last 2 games in the win over USC, in which they were down big and came back and won, and then outstanding again last night against Indiana. I mean, this is Oregon, and it's another good reminder when they go through those swoons. I mean, they had games in there that they could have won. I mean, the Michigan State game, they had a lead from the majority of it, then let it slip late.
Michigan was right.
The Michigan game
was
back and forth. Yep. The Nebraska game was ugly. They got murdered by UCLA. That was the one where he was 0-2, and those were the only 2 shots that he took. They just no-showed that game for whatever reason. But the fact that they've now turned the corner, like, this is when you want to be playing your best ball. They're basically locked in. We'll see how Illinois does this week. It seems like to that 8-9 range for the opening round of the Big Ten tournament. And so they'll have some early games next Thursday and Friday. But they're essentially locked into like a top 6 seed because they close the season with the Huskies.
They'll
and Washington's terrible, and they're going to kill them. And so that's your last game. You finish the season with, 23 wins on the year? Mm-hmm. It's a remarkable first year in the Big Ten.
If they can hit threes, too, like that just makes them that. They shot 24% last night from 3.
That's their bugaboo is inconsistent
They're not
shooting.
A good 3-point shooting team.
I mean, I know he was 50% from the field, but if Evans is shooting and I'm on the other team, I'm like, please, Kwame Evans, let the 3 go. Like, I'd rather have you do that than Nate Biddle do a little jump hook from 3 feet away.
Yeah.
This is just the most obvious, it feels like, thing coming to John Rothstein's point. They're going to get a favorable matchup in round 1. Because the committee loves Dana, and they give Dana everything. And then they're going to be in the Sweet 16 because they're going to win the second game.
We always get favorable matchups, huh?
You always. Rhode Island? I mean,
You guys get good matchups.
Okay. I didn't know that was a thing.
I know we're pulling strings behind the scenes
for good matchups in the first round of the tournament.
Every player that needs
the
eligibility flyer, the NCAA will always grant that to Oregon.
Is that why Enfali Dante's in the NBA right now?
Oh, he wanted him for 8 more years?
He did, yeah.
The 7 years wasn't enough.
He applied for a waiver to come back, and he should have been granted the waiver.
Joey Brackets has the Ducks as a 5 seed in Seattle against McNeese.
I mean, when you're a five seed, you play a 12 seed. I don't know if you're aware of that.
If they win, they would get Texas A&M in the second round.
Hey, bring it on.
Texas A&M.
We're going to the Sweet 16 this
year. Texas A&M just had their best win of their lives last night. Take a listen to this.
83-72, Texas A&M. The inbound to Pettiford. Texas A&M, the first time history is made. Aggies defeats a number one team. Tigers tamed. 83-72. Texas A&M beats number one Auburn.
Texas A&M Learfield Radio on the call there.
Bring it on, Aggies. We'll take them down in the second round. Then them and their stupid cheers and chants.
You guys could beat Texas A&M.
We absolutely could. Dane Altman's never gone to a tournament and not won a game. So I'll pick them to win whoever they play.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If you tell me they're in the Sweet 16, I wouldn't be shocked.
Yeah, he's been to the Sweet 16 a number of times. He's a pretty damn good coach.
Fire him.
Yeah, we probably should. Not good enough for me, man.
Get Ira Hurley once he gets fired from ASU.
I want a championship, damn it. Hurley's got that championship pedigree, unlike Dana Altman. Give me that guy. He's fiery, yells at people.
That guy's been yelling for like 6 years in Tempe, and he just never decided to change. He's going to get fired.
He's on his way out.
4 games below .500.
Not going to end well there at ASU. Losing again to an in-state rival after the last time you played him.
Defense optional last night.
They had the whole handshake, no handshake thing, and he called him no class the first time they played him, and then they beat you again. They gave up 113 points.
That was a good win for your Ducks. Finished with a 10-0 run. They went 73-64. They've just, as you mentioned, got Washington. Keep an eye on Illinois. If Illinois falls to Purdue, you would be in a position to get the, what would it be?
Seventh seed.
It would be the 7 seed if Illinois does not beat Purdue, which that game is...
You still have to win, beat Washington.
Friday. And they would still have to beat Washington.
Who hasn't beaten Washington?
Everybody's beaten Washington this year. I think the Portland Pilots could beat Washington this year.
Washington's dead last in that conference.
They are really bad. Yeah.
Not a good year for Sprinkle year one.
Not a good Sprinkle year.
How's that $2.5 million player working out for them?
Pretty good.
Is he having a good year?
I have no clue.
Great Osabor.
Is he having a good year?
I remember that being a big deal when
they signed him. He's putting up numbers.
He's putting up numbers.
Okay, all right.
At least they got one guy putting up numbers. Right. Maybe they should have spread the money around to more players instead of one guy. They would have been a little bit better this year.
I have a lingering college basketball question that I want to get to, and then we'll dive into some NFL stuff. We got college football stuff in the second hour of the program. There's a lot of football on the menu, so we'll get to all that coming up next, Dirt and Sprague, on 1080 The Fan. We'll get into some football stuff coming up at the top of the hour. Dirk can put his general manager hat on.
Ready to make some calls.
How about this? I guess Andy Staples is a P1 of the program of On3.com.
Yeah. I do enjoy his show with Ari Wasserman. It's a good college football show.
I try to get Ari on the show. He's been on before, but he does the show just at the end of ours.
It's on around the same time as ours.
And before that, he's on kid duty.
Yes, he is.
So there's no window, and then, like, it's hard to record because we're in different places. I know you could say, well, get online and do it. Well, yeah, easier said than done now, but... They do a good show. Andy Staples is a longtime college writer for football and basketball. He writes about, and get this, he wrote this yesterday. Should Cooper Flagg threaten to run it back at Duke?
One more year.
If, and I don't think it will, but if it happened, me, not Andy Staples, I was the first one to wonder this. If you've read anything about Cooper Flagg, this dude loves college. He's having a good time in his life. And he might be able to make like $10 million in total NIL next year, which I don't believe is very far off.
Could make a lot of money.
Versus being an 18-year-old on the Washington Wizards.
Yeah, the funniest response I saw to this yesterday was from a Wizards fan who simply responded, "Bro, we're going to be asked for a while. We're not going anywhere. So we'll get you next year." Which
he's not wrong.
The Wizards are not going anywhere anytime soon. They are in the tank. And so,
could you imagine if he decided to do that?
I don't think it's a fun thing to consider. I would love it for college hoops. There are so many people that pull strings behind the scenes for these athletes that it just $10 million is a lot of money. What's the contract for the number one overall pick in the NBA draft?
What if he can make 13 with advertisement? Because why should he not be just as advertisable in college as he will be in the NBA?
He would absolutely make a ton of money, but I feel like the last guy we did this whole debate with, and this was that lingering threat, is his dad going to make him demand not to go there? It was Caleb Williams and the Bears. He doesn't want to go to Chicago. That was a narrative for months, and then it was like, that was never a realistic chance because he's going to be the number one pick in the draft, and he's going to make an insane amount of guaranteed money as the number one pick in the draft, and that's a big difference between essentially a one-year NIL deal where what if you tear your ACLs? What if you rupture your Achilles?
He's still so young that I don't worry about that stuff.
I wouldn't either, but there would be the idea of, are you no longer the number one pick if you're a ruptured Achilles quarterback coming into the NFL draft? Maybe, maybe not. I don't know, but that's the fear for these guys. I would love it for College Hoops, though. It would be great if he came back for another year, but I don't think there's a chance in hell it happens.
I'm very confused. College basketball has these new ways of defining the good to great teams. Last night was a lot of fun. It was so fun. Our boss texts me, unsolicited. God, the reffing in college basketball sucks.
It's terrible.
It does.
I mean, it's been terrible
for a long time. The officiating in the Oregon-Indiana game was atrocious.
You can't have a lot of, like, football bros moonlighting as basketball refs, and you just got to pay for it. I don't understand why they don't just say, hey, here's X amount of dollars. We're going to have a refs union, and we'll be okay there. But
especially these bigger conferences that are now making billion-dollar television contracts, maybe we put a little bit of that money to officiate.
Well, don't worry. Texas is already letting you know that ticket prices are going up next year because player costs are through the roof. And I'm like, you guys make $100 million a year.
You got a lot of money coming
My
in.
God, why is this always our responsibility? I digress. I'm very confused. The top of college basketball, I understand. How to sort out the ones, the twos, maybe the threes. When you're showing me resume of teams that you label as bubble, Indiana's one of these.
Yeah.
They're anywhere from a 10 to a 12, depending on how they probably do in the Big Ten tournament.
Yeah.
When you show me going into their Oregon game that they're 4-11 in quadrant one games. So, like, does that metric matter or not matter? Because it's not stopping them from making the tournament.
Right.
Oklahoma, who I've seen play three times this year.
Right.
Is going to probably make the tournament, and they're awful. They're terrible. So it's like, does the resume really matter, or is it just what the conference title is next to your school?
No, it's the metric. It's the formula. They figured out how to game the formula, and so now it's about having all of those quad one, quad two games.
How many does Oklahoma have?
I mean, they've probably played a lot of them in the
SEC.
Well,
just about every game in the SEC is a quad one game.
Winning them, what does it matter?
That's the point. They've de-emphasized winning, and there's one simple rule I think they could make. You have to finish 500 or better in your conference to be considered for NCAA tournament eligibility, and that would solve all of this.
So Oklahoma has a win over Arizona. That's what quad is Arizona?
Arizona's
right
a quad
now?
One win.
Is that a quad one win? Yeah. Michigan, they beat Michigan 87-86.
Okay.
Scrolling.
What's their conference record?
They are 4-12 in conference play.
I mean, come on.
4-12. Their conference wins are South Carolina.
Terrible.
They beat Arkansas in Calipari.
Not good.
Vanderbilt.
No.
And Mississippi State.
Mississippi State's ranked, but they just lost last night.
They did. Those are their four conference wins.
They need to emphasize winning
with some
in
really
conference.
Bad losses in there, too. Like, Alabama beat them 107-79. Like,
at home, right? That was at home?
No, it was on
that
the
was
road.
Alabama?
I'll see if they played them at home.
They just lost a game at home last week. I watched that game. I'm like, God, Oklahoma's terrible.
They lost to Kentucky at home 83-82. They just lost to Ole Miss in their last game. Yeah. They lost on the road at Florida. They got smoked at Florida. Lost to LSU. Got killed by Missouri. Got killed by Tennessee. Got killed by Auburn. Yeah, the list goes on and on and on and on. I mean, it's stupid.
This is driving me nuts.
But
especially if you're going to expand the tournament, and so now you're
see, but you're making the wrong argument. You expand, and this isn't a conversation because you need all these damn teams. That's why you don't expand. This wouldn't drive you nuts.
I'm not saying I'm for expansion. I'm saying they keep talking about it like they want to do it.
Well, we know they're going to do it.
Well, I mean, it's a really tough debate because there are quality wins on that resume. Like, I just listed a couple of them. I agree with Swag's overall point. I think that would be a great baseline rule to have, that you have to be 500 in conference or better. The pushback that you're going to get is from teams from, like, use the SEC as an example. They have the number one team, the number four team, the number five team, the number seven team, the number 15 team, the number 19 team, the number 22 team, and the number 25 team.
Yeah, but that's not my fault that you're 4-12 in conference.
No,
play.
But I think their argument would be, well, how many teams would be 4-12 if you had to play all those teams in conference play?
I'd have the same argument. Don't be in the tournament.
Yeah. So, I mean, if the argument was like San Francisco or Oklahoma, that's the argument that they would make. I agree with what you guys are saying. saying, but that's what they're going to say. If you made San Francisco play all these teams in conference play, what's the record?
Well, yeah.
It's not above 500.
They're not playing.
But San Francisco's 23-8, and they're not getting in.
Also, no. Oklahoma chose to play all those teams. They chose to go to that conference. They could play in a weaker conference in the Big 12.
It used to be a good basketball conference.
They used to be a good basketball program.
They did used to be a good basketball program.
A lot to get to in the second hour. It mostly includes football. And so we'll start hour two with some football stuff. Next, Dirt and Sprague on the Odyssey app, The Fan, and YouTube.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
StreetEasy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almacead. Almacead is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almacead. Find out more and see the university studies at almacead.com. That's almased.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.